The Business Owners Podcast is brought to you by Business, Business, Business and Enova Group with your hosts, Linda Reed Enova and Clive Enova. In each episode, we talk to other business owners about their experiences, challenges and successes. We'll also share tips and advice on how to grow your business and achieve your goals. If you're a business owner or you're thinking about starting a business, then the Business Owners Podcast is for you.
Hi everyone, my name is Linda Reed and I'm a marketing strategist. And for those of you who don't know me, I love teaching others what I do. And in this session, we're going to look at the power of a freebie, the giveaway, the enticement, the trade that we trade to get information and leads within our business, within our marketing strategy, and how best we can use them when it comes to the world of marketing your business. There is a divided world around the world of freebies. So there's quite often a lot of resistance when it comes to freebies about giving away too much information. Or what if I give away too much and then they don't buy my course or they don't buy my stuff or they don't do those sorts of things? The power of a freebie is a number of things. One allows you to become known to an audience that you're unknown by, or maybe they're just been sitting there on their background looking at you going, I don't know if I really want to invest. I don't know if I want to invest in the program. What's the learning going to be like? How am I going to be taught? How do they work as a consultant? Do I know that they have the same ethos as me? How does the product work? Do I really know that it's going to work? So by having a freebie, by demonstrating what you do, demonstrating how your product works, or giving people a little bit of test with free resources, allows you to become known to a market that was unknown or had an unknown question or interaction with you throughout that journey. It allows you to be able to have people come through to your website and watch the video or the blog post or the information or the freebie checklist that you gave to be able to do things. And when you do things like checklists and ebooks and all of those sorts of things, you're able to trade information for an email address and then nurture that person through that research, and you're able to show off your expertise. It allows you to solve a problem for your market. So go back to the very basics of what you do and solve problems by answering those questions that are absolutely second nature to you on how to fix. Do those in a freebie series or do it in an ebook or guide your people through that area, because that's going to help you create trust. And we want to create trust when we get markets, because if we have a client who trusts us, if we have a client that loves our product and trusts our brand and product, then they are more likely to work with us throughout that journey. So what a freebie allows you to do, it allows you to become known. It allows the people to create trust. It allows them to give you a taste, and it allows you then to nurture those people through your processes and procedures and guidance to go through to a more paid offer. Some freebie opportunities that you can create are things like an ebook or hosting a podcast and sharing some education and some knowledge, doing a YouTube series or a video series on how to do stuff so that it leads people through to you. Blogs, your blog posts. If you educate and empower your market through your blog posts, then that's a really good way of engaging your people and giving them information and trading information for them to get to know and to build that relationship, which is more important than ever now that more business owners are going online. We need to stand out and we need to show people what we do. So we need to have a goal when we're implementing freebies. We need to know what our objectives are. So what do we want to do? I just want to educate you through the market. If you decide you love what you were doing, then you can jump into the marketing circle. But really, I just want to educate you about the power of the freebie. So what's my objective today is education about the power of a freebie. Research my audience. Now, I'm pretty lucky. I know my audience. One of the joys about running BBB is the business group is I know my audience. And business is technically one of the freebies we use to market. It's a free access for business owners to get to network with each other. And it's one of those free components that we run to market things. So it's about knowing your objectives and how do you want to do that. And for business, we wanted to create a great space. So research your audience and making sure that you know what pain problems they're having. Have a look in Facebook groups, see what questions they are asking, engage with those people, and then make your offer solve that problem, or make it interesting, or make it solve a problem that you know that when you've got people coming through that journey that you solve the problem. Now, one of my top tips when you create a freebie, and we talk about how to use different things within your marketing, or you might nurture people so that it's creating brand authority for me in that respect, or you might have an email opt-in or something like that, and then you might upsell, or you might give them another free resource or another blog or another tool or a webinar or something to register for throughout that freebie process that nurtures them along. Because once we've got the person on our list, it is about making sure that we nurture them along the journey. So what do you get from offering a freebie? You get to build your brand authority. You get to build your reach. People start going, oh, I had that really great handout, or I had that really watched that really good video, or I attended that really great webinar from such and such. And then all of a sudden, because they know you, they start to refer you to other people, or they send that hand on out to someone else. Or they start to go, hey, maybe I just do need a little bit more help with my marketing or my PR or my service or whatever it is that your problem solves. And if you create evergreen content that people can come back to again and again, then it's reusable content that you can create within your marketing to attract people to you, whether it's attracting them to your email list, to a social media channel, to a YouTube, to getting them to subscribe, whatever it is, you can attract people through to you. It helps you build brand authority. It helps people distinguish who you are between someone else. Now, just have a think about it. If you're responding to posts within Facebook groups and you're able to answer the question with a really good answer, and then link through to a blog post, which shows that you've got even more resources to help this person out. And then at the bottom of that blog post, it has, if you want to have a conversation with me, then book a call. All of a sudden, your knowledge and your expertise is shown in multiple ways through that area, and it builds brand authority. And once you've shown them you can solve a problem, then sometimes people are more likely to book a call with you. Now, it still might take those 7 to 8 touches that it tends to take within marketing, but it does allow people to get that knowledge and expertise, and you are really able to show, hey, I've got an ebook option, or I've got a blog post, or here's a video that might help you a little bit further with the question. But remember, you always answer that question first and show your expertise, and then lead them off to the content that might help. So it helps bring traffic to your website because people share that information. It helps bring warm leads. Okay, it helps bring people to you that have actually got to understand who you are. A client who's beginning to understand how you work, what you do, the importance of the why behind what you market. And if nothing else, do share the why. Share some quick wins and implementable action that people can use within your freebies and how to, so that you definitely get an educated client, so that when they come to you, they've got a little bit of an understanding about what you do, what the resources are, and why it's important to do what your product, your service, your offering is right now, or to even take your course or your workshop. So some key things about making sure that we get the most out of our freebies. There must be a win for both parties. So whether it's building your audience and building your brand authority, that tends to be your win. Whether you're exchanging for an email or getting a subscriber or having someone attend a webinar, then that's the win basically for you. It's about bringing someone into your network and starting to nurture them through that journey and through that process. So both parties must get something when it comes to a freebie, but the person signing up and trading the information or reading the article or engaging in the video. And then we need to focus on excellence, okay? We need to focus on putting our top information out there, because you want these people to come and either consult with you or invest in your programs and all of that information out there. So slapping a freebie together in 2 minutes isn't the ideal promotion. We want to focus on excellence. We want to trade the good information. We want to trade the tips that we are having coming through this process. And that's why we want to have a goal, and we want to know what our strategy is to bringing this person into a freebie. So we want to make sure that we do know that we're going to look at making an ebook, for example. And in the ebook, we're going to address the most common problems that my customers have, or the things you maybe didn't know about this market. And then we're going to lead people through that journey, and we're going to lead them through the journey of, thank you very much for getting that, checking in with them every couple of days, and having the goal of whether it's booking a discovery call with yourself or whether it's buying your product or your service and doing that. But to do that, we have to be excellent. We have to show them our best content. We have to turn up and give some good knowledge and some good information so that they can get a win from the information and the knowledge that we have shared, and that they turn up again and really help you engage your market. So when it comes to freebies, and when it comes to information, I'm a big believer in teaching your audience, showing the best stuff that you have, answering a problem and solving a problem, giving them a win, and making sure that when you do give a solution and you do have a blog post or a video, at the end of it, the person feels like they have a win out of it, whether their question has been answered, their problem has been solved. Use them in your marketing. Make them as evergreen as you possibly can, and keep sharing again and again and again throughout your journey to make sure that you have the best outcome when it comes to offering freebies and free promotions and free opportunities for people to be able to engage within in your marketing and your marketing strategy. So if you've enjoyed today's session, please let me know what tip you took away or what freebie you're going to be engaging here within your business, and to have a look at where the power of freebies fit within the marketing world of your business.
Thanks for listening to the Business Owners Podcast. We encourage you to connect with us on social media and join our community of business owners at businessbusinessbusiness.com.au.